Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
And I was pondering on that and just mulling that over and said, well, why doesn't it say, as thou lettest Joseph like a sheep? What does it say, as thou lettest Joseph like a lamb? It compares a singular individual to a group or more than one in a flock setting. And so when I begin to ponder it, and I begin to pray and ask God to show me something about it, I begin to look at my own self and realize that what you see is just one person. Now, you see Andrew. But inside of me, there are a lot of things going on. There's more than one thing happening here that make up the outward appearance of what you are seeing and perceiving. There is my personality. There is a characteristics. There is my will, there is my feelings, my emotions. Everything's in there. But I want you to know now that God is interested in leading all of you. Yeah. He wants to get all of you there. And he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is going to get you where he wants you to be. I want to look at every one of y'all this morning and say, God has a purpose for your life. It doesn't matter whether you're on the front pew or the back pew, or whether you come from a wealthy family or poor family, God has a purpose for your life. And the outscope of that purpose is to bring God glory.
Y'all are hard working folk down here. Y'all know what it's like to go out and work a hard day's labor. Yes. In the summertime, it's hot down here. Yep. And now I've been up here busting wood for Mama, getting her ready for winter. See, getting her, she burns wood or stove to heat the house. And we've been getting her ready for winter. And I understand this. I'm sure some of you know what it's like to go out and bust wood or go out and work in the garden or work outside in the heat. And I mean, you know the feeling when sweat comes pouring down like rivers and finds yourself maybe coming back to the pickup truck and there sets a tall glass South Carolina sweet tea. Lemon on the side. Pick that thing up. I mean, put that straw on your lips and just go ahead and indulge. I've never heard it. I've worked with a lot of people. And I've worked elbow to elbow people. I've never heard anybody say, that's the best straw I ever put in my mouth.
That's right.
What they'll say, though, they'll say, man, that tea quenched me. That helped quench the thirst in me. And for us sitting here today, understanding part of the purpose God has for your life, it's just that we are just straws. That God is wanting to quench somebody. God is wanting to help somebody. And you're the individual, you're the one that He has chosen to use. And so we're just a little straw. Some are the straight straws. Some are the bendy straws. Some are the curly straws. But we're just straws. We're a channel for the grace of God to affect somebody else. So now what I want you to understand is don't misunderstand the grace of God in your life. Here we see that Joseph, God has given him a dream. God has shown him a great thing. God has said, you're going to be the second in command. They're going to bow to you. And he goes out and shares this vision, this dream with his brethren. And man, they get so jealous, they can't stand it. I'll just say it real quickly. Be careful who you share your vision with. They threw him in a pit. What's interesting is this. He has this, his heart's affected. His mind's affected. His emotions are affected. Man, God's going to use me. God's going to pour it out on me. God's going to raise me way up high. It's going to be great. I don't understand, but God's going to do it. And his very next step isn't in an upward direction.
Right.
His very next step is in a pit. Oftentimes when God reveals, when God speaks, when God shows something, when He peels back the curtain and says, that's where I'm going to take you. That's where I'm going to use you. That's the purpose that I've got for you in your life. And the very next step is opposite of what God has spoke. The very next step is 180 degrees turn from what God had said.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to help you understand this morning is don't misunderstand God's grace. We're building, and it's a long runway, but y'all hang with me. And so we find Joseph in this place. He's in a pit. He's in Potiphar's house. He's in the prison. Finally, we know he's in the palace, at his proper place, with the keys to the storehouse.
Yes.
What's amazing is this, that every step along the way, God is leading Joseph like a flock.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what's there? There's Joseph in the bottom of a pit. His brothers, physically threw him in there. His family, so to speak, his family turned on him.
Yeah.
Imagine what he felt.
Oh.
And say, Lord, you... And then God is saying, it's okay. It's part of it. It's part of the process to get you there. So we learn something here. Don't let your current circumstance dictate the outcome God has for you. Whatever you're at right now, your current situation, your current circumstance, don't let that determine the outcome. It helps progress the outcome, but it's not defining the outcome. And so what I want you to understand is this, is that every step of the way, God is leading all of Joseph. His mind, his heart, his feelings, his everything. It's all going along according to the plan of God. I want you to notice what the Word of God says in the book of 2 Corinthians. A similar situation of persecution as those in the book of Hebrews in Jerusalem. But this is a Gentile church. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Bible says this. It says in verse number 15, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, to the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God." All things are for your sakes. Everything that you're facing right now in your current circumstance, you need to understand that it has come from God. God is in control. Are you understand? God's in control of this thing. Nothing happens unless it comes through God.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I'm so glad you think that way. Because we go to the book of Job. And here's the devil slow-footing himself wanting to attack Job. Prior to Job even coming into the picture, the devil's just walking to and fro. And the Lord starts a conversation with the devil and says, "What are you doing, devil?" And the devil responds that, "I'm walking to and fro, going up and down, searching and looking. I'm going here and I'm going there." And God says, God said,
"Yes.
Hast thou considered my servant Job?" All of Job's trouble, all of Job's difficulty, all of Job's anguish, all of Job's suffering starts with God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm so glad that He's leading like a flock.
Yes.
Because when I face something that I don't like, I might be in it physically, but my will is not accepting what God wants to give me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My human nature says, Lord, I don't want this.
Amen.
I don't want to be here. I don't like where I'm at.
Yeah.
But see, he's not giving up on it. He's a good shepherd.
Yes, he is.
He said, I'm leading you like a flock.
Yes.
All of you's coming along. All of you's going to get it.
Humble
yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time.
Yes.
How do you humble yourself before God? The next verse tells us, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. You know what that verse literally means? This right here. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I believe the final outcome for Joseph was that year's wait in prison. I mean, he had just gone through a struggle in a pit and a struggle in difficulty. There were folks lying against him and lying on him. And he didn't do those things with Potiphar's wife. And yet they believed the lie and not the truth. And then he's in prison. And please don't forget me. I told you your dream, Butler. And Becker, I've done all these things. So don't forget me in this place. A year goes by. I believe somewhere during that year's time, the hands of a man named Joseph goes up and just says, yes, Lord. If this is it, Lord, okay. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you that. That's a help.
Yes,
Lord. That's a tough place to say. I mean, that's easy preaching and tough living right there.
It is.
I went by and visited Brother Jack yesterday. And one of the things he told me is he sat there with oxygen on and all these things. And he said, Rev, he said, I believe God's not finished with me. And he told me this. He said, it's easy preaching and tough living. And looking at a man, of course, y'all know him. But just, looking at a man sitting in a recliner that's not preaching in years and knowing there's an itch to preach and a want to preach and get there, you know, just and you know what? I think the key to it all is just being real. Just being real. Just saying, Lord, this is exactly who I am. This is where I'm at. And Lord, I don't like this. And I can tell you, I live in a Marubu Indian village. This past year, I've been preaching there for the last 5 years or so, going and visiting, going up every week, sometimes twice a week. But then this past year, God led me to actually go up last year too, and to continually live there amongst the people, to work with them, to eat with them, whatever they was doing, I was there in the village with the people. And so, you know, there were difficult, there were mental things going on. Like my neighbor, which his hut was literally from here to the other side of the piano. The walls are, they're made of a natural material, so the sound just passes right through it. And living that close, my neighbor was the witch doctor of the community. Chant to the devil and the spirits, to where that these demonic spirits would fill this man. His voice would change, his tone would change. It was just all night, sometimes nights in a row, this chant. I was literally said, God, I can't take much more of this. It's getting in my head. It's boogering me up. It's messing my mind.
Yeah.
And God would just say, my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Yeah.
And I would say, yes, Lord, but I don't like where I'm at, Lord. I sure would like to be somewhere else right now. I'm not liking this. Echoes from the heart of God. My grace is sufficient for thee.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make us.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.
Why should But this I know with all my heart, His word has